In 2002, Elvira Arellano, a Mexican immigrant in Chicago, was arrested for living in the U.S. without papers. But when her deportation order came in 2006, she refused to turn herself in. Arellano claimed sanctuary in the Adalberto United Methodist Church with her son, Saul, a U.S.-born citizen. She was finally arrested at a demonstration in 2007 and was deported. This March, Arellano dared to cross back into the U.S. again. All the demonstrators with her applied for asylum together, while their loved ones cheered them from the U.S. side, less than a quarter of a mile away. Arellano was allowed into the country while an immigration judge decides her case. She rejoined her older son, Saul, who's now 15, and the pastor from Adalberto, Emma Lozano, in Chicago.
We were deported when I was 8 years old. And then I lived my other 7 years in Mexico, and now we're back.
Friends told me, don't cross. Think about it. Look at your kids. Your baby could suffer because you'll be separated. And they told me this because they love me, because they appreciate me. And I said, no, I'm going to do it so that I can know if I can return to the United States. We're only fighting so we can know what's possible. So I said to the community, don't stop fighting.
Well, I'm like their godmother. I'm the pastor of the church, and they're members of my church since for many, many years. Adalberto, where she was in sanctuary.
We came for my mom because she already got released, and she's here with us. She's going to be in parole. She's going to be here until her case is resolved, and we're going to wait here. And then we're going to go back home, Chicago.
Well, more than anything, I was afraid that they'd throw me out and order me to go to federal prison because I have a previous deportation. So I was very nervous and afraid, of course. But thank God I'm here.
So I was starting to get a little doubtful, but, you know, we just kept, you know, praying, and then we kept pressuring Obama to do what he has to do, because it's not just about Elvira and Saulito. I mean, I love them, but many of people in my church are in the same situation. So it's just a situation. It's a human crisis, and 2 million people deported. Eventually, they were going to come back, because you can't just unjustly deport 2 million people when there's a broken law.
We are giving my message to President Obama that begins here. Your immigration reform, this reform that has given so many false hopes to families, has given them only criminalizations, raids, deportations, and family separations. My message to President Obama is saying that he has power to stop the deportations of these families. These families hope to return home here in the United States.
I've come to vacations in Chicago. I come every vacation, but I think now I'm going to stay for a while. I feel happy and really excited to go back home.
Elvira Arellano has been released into the U.S. on parole. An immigration judge is expected to decide her case within the next year.